It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQBar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQBar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
This last week, I had the opportunity to sit down and have an in-depth conversation with private investigator Thomas Brennan. Tom is the private investigator that's been hired by the parents of Ellen Greenberg, Joshua and Sandy Greenberg, as they search for justice and answers in the death of their daughter. A death that was quite clearly a homicide, considering she was stabbed 20 times. Several of those stab wounds, fatal blows, which would make it a physical impossibility for her to continue stabbing herself up to 20 times. The problem with this is her death has been labeled as suicide by the Philadelphia Police Department, a department which refuses to investigate the death further and refuses to change the cause of death to homicide, which it rightfully should be. Why is that? Why is it so difficult? And why are so many refusing to speak the truth about the death of Ellen Greenberg? We discuss all of that and more in this five-part series, our conversation with Thomas Brennan, private investigator into the death of Ellen Greenberg. New episodes every day this week, Monday through Friday, here on the podcast. How often is a cause of death changed at the insistence of the police?
So it's never been for me.
Sure. Okay. Sure.
I'm speaking, you know, in excess of 800 homicides.
Mm-hmm.
This is the only case that I've ever heard.
Yeah. And obviously one that, I mean, it just defies logic when you look at it. It's not even that questionable as to this was not a suicide. It was a homicide, without a doubt. Mm-hmm. To have that changed like that at the insistence of the police, I'm wondering what it would take and what is that pressure that they felt that they were under, that they should do that at the insistence of the police? Would there be some sort of backlash if they said, no, you're not a doctor, you're not a medical professional, this is what we believe is right? I don't know why one would even do that, even if someone did suggest that.
I don't know. And then, I know that, you know, the medical examiner's office, when the pathologist does an autopsy, the reports are on a computer, okay, mm-hmm. so that they could go in and out and make changes.
Sure. Okay.
Well, Dr. Osborne called it a homicide, okay? Dr. Osborne issued a death certificate for Ellen saying it was a homicide.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Why would you come back and change it? Why? Why would you issue another death certificate saying suicide?
No, it doesn't make a lot of sense. I mean, I know that the parents are obviously very upset about all this because it doesn't make sense. It doesn't bring justice. What was the reaction of Samuel Goldberg as these sort of things are happening? One would think, I mean, I'm engaged right now. If something like this happened to my fiance and I know I didn't do it, and there was this battle out there for suicide versus homicide, and it was just as suspicious of this, I'd be right next to the parents going, no, what, why is this not changing? What was his reaction as this was happening?
From what the parents have told me, what Josh told me, mm-hmm. Sam's response was just barely, was, mm-hmm. It was like he wasn't even there.
Okay.
Like he wasn't even there. Okay. From what I understand, he's remarried now, has mm-hmm. two or three children, lives in a $2 million apartment in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
So.
A very, very bizarre response. Let's talk now, obviously, all of that with the medical examiner and the suicide versus homicide, that's been a big question. And you really straightened a lot of that out and really spelled it out for us as far as how that all went down. We don't really know why those things happened, but we know the order in which they occurred. So as you've continued to try and reach out to the authorities for help in this, just pointing out the obvious, look, this happened a while ago, some of these people aren't here anymore, and they continue to not do very much. Where does the investigation stand right now? Because if I remember correctly, I thought that they had reopened the investigation not that long ago, but then I haven't heard anything new since.
Sandy and Josh's first attorney.
Okay.
Was the Philadelphia DA, the individual who is the Philadelphia district attorney right now,
mm-hmm.
okay, Larry Krasner. Okay. When I first got involved, okay, in 2013,
mm-hmm.
One of the things that I noticed that Larry Krasner said that when he picked up the Ellen's laptops from the police, mm-hmm. okay, he gave them to an individual by the name of Cummings.
Okay.
That individual in turn sent her laptop to a company in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
to do a forensic analysis on it.
Yeah.
Okay. That forensic analysis, okay, first of all, when the Philadelphia police had it, they gave it to the FBI.
Okay.
To do the forensic analysis. The FBI come back to the police saying there was nothing related to suicide on it. Well, when the thing, when it came back, the report came back from North Carolina, they addressed these shadow searches, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like if you went out and you looked up Zoloff, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, Zoloff says, okay, if there's a possibility of suicide with Zoloff and all this other stuff, you know, and all these other related things.
Possibility of suicide, but not possibility of stabbing yourself 20 times.
Yes, well, 20 times.
Yeah, okay? Yeah.
Who are they trying to crap? Okay, but anyway, the first thing I did, you know, I said to Josh, I said, Sandy's or Alan's father, I said, will you please call Mr. Krasner and tell him I'd like a copy of that report from North Carolina? They said, okay. So he called him and he said to me, he said, well, Larry Krasner said it's about, you know, he said it's like a phone book. He says it's about as thick as a phone book. I said, I don't care what it is. I said, you know, I'd like a copy.
Yeah.
So he sent me that copy. Well, guess what? Guess who said that, you know, I Larry Krasner had a copy and I had a copy. Mm-hmm. Okay, that was it. And it, Larry Krasner's copy was in the Greensburg's personal file.
Okay.
Okay. Well, when Larry Krasner sent, you know, recused himself when he became DA, he recused himself from this case and sent the case on to the state attorney general's office,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Josh Shapiro, who is now our governor.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Josh Shapiro sat on it for 4.5 years.
Okay.
Before we found a conflict of interest. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Shapiro, the attorney general, sends it back to Philly because he's now running for governor. He doesn't want anybody. He said, I don't want it even to appear like I have a conflict of interest. All this time I'm talking with the supposed lead investigator in the case was their deputy, senior deputy attorney general, Christopher Phillips.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Christopher Phillips is talking about, well, we did another analysis with the FBI and we come up with all these shadow searches.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, now he gives these shadow documents. Copies of these shadow documents to Stephanie Farr, okay, in Philadelphia, the journalist who did the big article
mm-hmm.
on the Greenberg case.
Sure.
And okay, so Stephanie calls me and she says, "Tom, I'm going to send you the documentation that he said." And I looked at it. And I said, "I told him, you know, I still have the email that I sent back to him." I said, "Mr. Phillips," I said, "don't tell me you had the FBI do another analysis, because everything that I see now that you're saying is an indication of suicide," I said, "I know where you got it. There were two individuals that have copies of that report, Larry Krasner and me."
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I had, when he did that, I had the I had Sandy and Josh Greenberg send Krasner correspondence asking for their personal file. And he said, "I sent it to you." Well, you know, the Greenbergs don't have it.
Yeah.
So you take a look at, you know, you're supposed to have a copy of this report. I'm supposed to have a copy of this report now. Chris Phillips from the AG's office has it.
Uh-huh.
I think when when Larry Krasner sent the case to the AG's office, he also sent the Greenberg's personal file along with it. Okay. You know, God bless them. You know, Josh and Sandy have been through so much on this whole thing. Mm-hmm. It stinks to high heaven. It just stays the high end.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
There's more to come in my conversation with Thomas Brennan, private investigator into the murder of Ellen Greenberg. New segments playing Monday through Friday this week on the podcast. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any of this very intriguing story. Stay with us.